Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, my friends, to another live Sunday edition. 5 days a week is not enough for me. Here I am with this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Coming to you via MS Communications and the GCN Radio Network out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, deep in the heart of Texas, syndicated from California to upstate New York, on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on three different satellite systems, and, of course, global shortwave WWCR as well. And we've got two of the biggest and fastest-growing alternative news sites in the world. Frankly, they're about the biggest alternative news sites in the world now, and I don't even like to say that. It's kind of a catch-22. It's good to tell folks we're winning the info war, and at the same time, I like to be small-time. It feels good, actually, to be kind of under the radar or to have it both ways. But, yes, folks, we're engaging the enemy at point-blank range in the information war, and the websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, MartialLaw911.info, ArnoldExposed.com. And I'm launching several other big ones soon. We see this as an info war, and the enemy puts out the same propaganda in 100 flavors. We put out our secret weapon, the truth, on many different websites. It also gives us multifaceted redundancy. Thank you for joining us. We will have open phones. I have a surprise guest in the second hour. I'll just leave it at that, and we'll see if they end up showing up to the program. I've noticed if it's a what you could call adversarial. Sometimes that it tends to jinx it to talk about it beforehand. So we'll see what happens in the next hour. A little surprise, perhaps, for you. There is so much news, and I was sitting here for about 20 minutes before broadcast time looking at my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks, and I thought, what is most important here? And this happens more and more. I mean, what should I cover first? Let me just mention what's in front of me right now. And again, it is the 5th day of August, more than half the year's gone, that's hard to believe, 2007, August 5th, on this Sunday, Pentagon to implant microchips in soldiers. This is directly from the Pentagon, and not just under their skin. That already happened quietly 2 years ago to Special Forces, and now it's fanning out, because I had family it happened to, that's how I knew. Now it's in the news. No, in the brains standard, you'll be getting a brain chip. You can't make this type of stuff up, folks. We're going to be going over that, and Clemson University is heading up that report. Ron Paul is being censored again in front of everyone. I saw it come out this morning from Free Market News. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, and I sure enough watched it real time. Ron Paul was thousands and thousands of votes ahead of everybody, getting 45%+ of the vote, and between 10 candidates in this morning's Republican debate, and then they erased all of his tallies but kept everybody else's. And then he went ahead again, and they erased those. And he went ahead again, and they erased those. Everybody went completely ape over this, started calling ABC, emailing them. And so they stopped it a few hours ago, and Ron Paul, now this is 20 minutes ago when I printed this off last. Ron Paul has 12,675 votes, with the closest person behind him, Mitt Romney, at 2,046. So, and it only lets you vote once per IP, so it's somewhat scientific. In fact, a lot of evidence in Las Vegas is claiming that these internet polls that Gallup and CNN and everybody else have been having are more scientific than the old Gallup system of calling select little zip codes. It tends to be old ladies that they found statistically that will answer polls. The pollsters know which areas, demographics, which numbers have gotten these responses. And more, the old line polls are showing to be fraudulent. Now, you can say that they're fraudulent because of the fact that it is a stale population that is in the old technology grid that they're calling, or you can argue that they're skewing it on purpose. And frankly, I think it's both of them. But Because they say, well, why does Ron Paul win every major poll? Whether it's on Fox or CNN, when it's an internet or call-in or text poll where you can only vote once. But then he shows up 2, 3% in all the other polls. And that's because you've got two different worlds. You've got people, on average, there's some really tech-savvy old folks. You've got some old folks that are, but statistically, people over 65 even, are not as tech-savvy. They're not getting their news from the net. They may go on the net and check their bank statement, but they're certainly not on there getting their news, and they're not on there voting. So you've got two different worlds. You've got the new world, and you've got the old world. But see, it's generational shifts don't happen over 20, 30 years like they used to. They're happening in a couple years now. I mean, I'm 30-something years old, folks, and I'm an old fogey having trouble keeping up with all the technological advances that the young kids are into. And all of this is going to accelerate. But look, I'm running out of time here. I said I'd get to the news. We have microchips for the troops' brains. We have Ron Paul being cheated. Turned out they were my listeners. This has happened to several people. It turned out each time we call them to have them on as guests, they're listeners. Up in North Carolina, arrested for having an upside-down flag flying at their house. And this guy was out of his jurisdiction and in the military, and now in front of witnesses beat him up and kicked down their door. He lied and said he didn't. The sheriff did the right thing and dropped the assault charges, because not only did he beat him up, they then charged him with assault. And the sheriff did the right thing and dropped this. But we'll talk about where the First Amendment is in this country, because it also dovetails with major censorship all across the country. Just to put it simply, I have a large stack of censorship news from Ron Paul to the web to police all over the country. If you've got an upside-down flag in your car, they're arresting you. And they don't know what it means. And if you don't know, the country is in crisis. With the dollar plunging again, another 2 cents last week, and that is a big deal. Ongoing, a 58% slide now in value. And if you don't know what that means, folks, you better figure it out real fast. With currency devaluation, just type it into a search engine and get ready to cry your eyes out. I know it. I'm not even a lover of money, but it's gotten to me to know my little bit of money I got has been turned into toilet paper. And there's no sign in it stopping. And again, I don't know how I could talk about that just constantly. I'd love to talk 10 hours about that. What else do I have in the news? In 2001, red-handed mainstream British papers, no debating it, it was admitted the government launched the foot-and-mouth attack. And then it only killed a few animals. And then they ran around and killed 8 million sheep and 2 million cows and literally destroyed almost every farm in the country. And the government took them over. And it was in the mainstream news. We have flashbacks to that. They're talking about it's spreading to the U.S. It happened again. Foot and mouth has been released in England, and they don't even hide it. They say the government released it in a drill. I mean, this is BBC, this is ITAR-TASS, Russian news agency, this is London Guardian, and, of course, we broke it, and now they're all admitting it. Because I have two writers and two webmasters, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, one in London, one in Sheffield. That's where Robin Hood's from, by the way. But I'm already digressing. The point is that they've just false flagged us again. They're going to run around and kill all these animals and then not let them restock and have all this government regulation, and then in plain view they admit they launched it. I mean, you just... it's off the chart. It's off the chart. I'll explain what bio-agro-terrorism is, okay? Agricultural terrorism, economic terrorism. We're going to go over that today. And again, the government just launches it publicly. We launched it every time. By the way, they have passed martial law provisions from Alabama to Minnesota with foot and mouth. We'll tell you what life will be like if this gets out here. Weaponized foot and mouth. By the way, we in 2002 got a drill with the British military to be held in East Texas canceled. Yes, my listeners, you listening right now, you remember it. We stopped it last time. I wanted to launch the attack here. And I mean, they'll probably launch it here, right in front of us, and I can hold up news articles where they launched it, but they'll still be our saviors on TV. I mean, now they just launch attacks in front of everyone, and no one gets in trouble. And then we'll get into the really serious news. They just passed total spying on the American people, and you hear the news, they're completely lying about what it really means. They've legalized Bush's criminal activities of the last 5.5 years. That's what this spying eavesdropping bill means. We'll break it all down. Also, the murder of Pat Tillman. More on that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. So here in the stack in front of me, we have the vicious attack on the First Amendment. The British government, as usual, launching a biological attack on their farming communities, and then, of course, will pose as the saviors in plain view after launching the attack and even admitting they did. That'll be a minor footnote, and is, unless we magnify it here. Then Senate votes to expand eavesdropping power. Bill matches what Bush requested. Democrats' version fails in House. Now, if you go back and listen to my radio show in 1996 when this happened, I was mailed several big industry publications for engineers. And these were cell phone tower engineer magazines, you know, specialty manuals. These were also other publications inside the telecommunications industry about complying with new regulations. Now, these were not laws. This was a regulation for corporate America. And then only do we see now, 10, 11 years later, do they implement. Now, the law stated they were going to pay $5 billion at the time, turned out being almost $10 billion, to pay every major phone company in the nation and every hub and every cell tower and every system to have NSA wiring put in where everything passes through the NSA first. Let me explain. The phone companies have whole floors that are NSA. And I got on air, and I read this, and I covered it, and I talked about it, and I gave the documentation. And then remember, last year, oh my gosh, a whole floor in San Francisco at AT&T, everything's wired through it. You know, we're just now hearing about how everything for emergency takeover of radio, TV, and cable is now controlled by FEMA and Homeland Security. No, back in 97, it was made regulatory policy that everything in radio stations, the final piece is the FEMA takeover, EAS boxes. I mean, I saw it be put in. Now they're telling radio stations, hey, the government's going to pop in and have little announcements too, not just during a nuclear attack. But we're going to take over some programming now. See, we're going into fascism. See, I'm seeing all the infrastructure go in. See, you can make something secret, but they have to fund, and they have to have the industry put in the apparatus for this, and there was nothing secret about it. Everything is listened to. Let me give you a newsflash. Every major AM, FM transmission goes through the NSA, okay? And then keyword computers listen to it for at least 25 years. I mean, radio going back 50, but that was with people in intercepts until about the last 25 with keyword. Remember, they're about 25 years ahead of us as well in many cases. This is all admitted now. Because I'm not going to just sit here and talk about what they did and read the AP. I mean, this is literal theater. Go read the bill. This is not what's going on. The lazy AP writer doesn't know how to read law. They're not a scholar. They haven't studied this. And they just hear, oh, this is so we can track foreign phone calls into the U.S. You know, you watch the Senate hearings, the truth comes out. This is legalizing. Remember you heard it was illegal. The Supreme Court ruled it was illegal. What Bush has been doing to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda, the last 5.5 years. He had to do it to keep us safe, but it was illegal. I mean, the FISA court was blank checks. They just signed a blank form, and 20,000-30,000 people could be spied on randomly just with that. They said, no, we don't even want that domestically. Just blank checks for, you know, 10 state regions, do whatever we want. Literally. So now it's just pell-mell. They had to have Congress pass this so what they've already been doing forever would, quote, be legal and lawful. Now, remember, Congress and the Supreme Court said black people weren't human beings until for the first 100-plus years of this country. And so we need to understand that just because they now say that doesn't mean that it trumps the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and common sense. They can pass laws right now that you got to throw your children off cliffs. We don't have to follow it. It's unlawful. It's unconstitutional. It goes against common law, common sense. God's laws. It's real simple. You know right and wrong, folks. You have a conscience, unless you're so given over to evil you don't have it anymore. So, I digress. I do digress, and I'm sorry. The point is, they said not just all these snooping systems and not just cell phone triangulation down to 15 feet. Your phone doesn't have GPS, though some now are getting it. Your phone doesn't have it by law. What it has is triangulation with GPS on the cell towers down to 15 feet, and they're really gauged down to about 2.5 feet. And I remember about 2-3 years ago, I was at a funeral for my step-grandfather up in Fort Worth, and we were lost. We'd gone to see a museum, me and my dad. And we were going to be there early, and we were lost. And I just said, hey, Dad, with your cell phone, call and ask them to tell them where you're at. You know, they'll tell you exactly where the street is you're looking for. And he said, it doesn't do that. I said, just call. And he called before the service had really even been announced. And they said, okay, yeah, this is the owner of the phone. Give us your code. Oh, all right, well, yeah, you should be coming up on Main right now. And I'm like, oh, there it is. Well, you just turn three streets over, and you go here, and then you'll be up at the funeral home. See, because that's and then I saw the governor of Wisconsin put in a few years ago. Now the FEMA emergency centers all have it. You know it locally as the Threat Integration Center, Emergency Management Center, or Tri-County area. You know, the big cities have it for themselves. Counties will have it in a 4, 5, or 3-county area. And now they announce, ooh, we can type in your name and track your cell phone. And cops are doing this from New York to Dallas, a lot of I don't think Austin has it yet. I'm told they're getting the software, though. And FEMA then announces, now you have this. And you just type in Alexander Emmerich Jones or the phone number. Oh, there he is. Okay. He's down at KLBJ Studios right now. That's freedom. No judge, no jury, no nothing. Type into Google, cities now using cell phones to track traffic. So they can dial in and follow all the cell phones. And, oh, it's for traffic. No. The NSA took over completely in 1996, and by 2001, all cell phone companies had to have it fully in control by law that all the new cell phones, and many of them adopted before that, had to have it in them where they can dial in even when you turn the phone off. And now they put it in even where you, if you remove the battery on most of them, they have an internal battery, and the FBI can listen. Okay. Now, Google also brags that they tune in and listen, but have keyword computers see what products you like. Folks, I can't make this stuff up, okay? Now, for those that don't believe me, here is your God, Fox News, giggling and snickering and laughing 4 months ago. You see, they do it years after it's in force, years after it's in place, they then tell you. Like, you've had a national ID card since the mid-1990s. Now they're telling you it's coming next year. Okay, it's not for the illegals. It's for you, not for them, by the way. They sell you it's for the illegals. Okay, and I have, again, I made films about this in 97. Now, because I have executive orders. How do I know what's going to happen? I have the very blueprints. Then they have these bills just for public consumption. There's the real world. There's the spin world. We tell you about the real world. Here is Fox telling you how great it is you're being spied on. And it's so wonderful and fabulous, and we just need to all go along with it. Is it rolling? Oh, we're about to go to break. I didn't get a signal. Okay, yeah, when we get back, we'll play. It's only a 50-second clip, though. Can we roll it? Are we going to unroll it? But we had time to roll it, though, because the computer. Oh, that's what it is. All right. When we get back, we will roll that piece and go over it for you so you can hear Fox News for yourself openly admit all of this. Okay? Tuning in via your cell phones whenever they want. And then Google says, oh, we're going to use the video and microphone in your computer. They said this about 8 months ago to watch and view everything you're doing. So we'll be right back after this quick break, blasting out coast to coast and nationwide. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbed Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, the Republic is fading away in front of all of us. Foreign corporations have completely bought up our government, our politicians, our debt. The Bill of Rights and Constitution, which truly is the heart and soul of the country, is worm-eaten through and through. And new armies of bureaucrats and agents are being spilled out upon us to eat out our substance. Go read the Declaration of Independence and ask yourself if we're not living that. I know we have callers from Tampa, Florida, Ohio, Florida, Corpus Christi, Texas, all over the place. And look, I want to get to you, but it's days like these. I could talk for the whole show about how they're engineering this credit crunch, how they are by design doing this. I mean, it's not just me saying it. I interviewed twice the Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz, who quit a few years ago because they were planning to engineer all this. But again, the very people that are engineering it all are now going to sit up there as your saviors, and they'll put talking heads up on TV to tell you how they've got a new solution, which only puts your neck that much more in the noose. It's about consolidation. It's about control. The private banks issue the currencies worldwide. They issue it and design it to create bubbles, to get you overextended, to get real assets, and to blow out real estate in the middle class, which they've done a great job of destroying. It's almost gone now. I'm already digressing. We've got them trying to cheat Ron Paul. He still came out number 5th, beating Giuliani and McCain and, of course, Fred Thompson in the Iowa straw poll. Very important news. I want to get into the market and the currency and everything else. This is really some huge news right here. When Bill Clinton was about to leave office 6 months before, he called for a congressional body to both houses to look at the military, and they had a commission. And they said, we need a draft, but we need to call it, this is all public, but they know you don't read. They said, we need to call it national service. And then we'll have a corps where the women will serve here or in support roles, and it won't even be called the military. It'll be like a new giant compulsory SecureCorps is a division of AmeriCorps. This is like the Stasi, you know, like this Nazi class of tattletales, and high schoolers will run checkpoints. They started pilot programs of that, and kids in gray uniforms out helping the cops. I mean, you know, National Night Out is kind of the camel's nose under the tent flap, getting you introduced to all this. And they say it all. I mean, imagine if you go read all this, you'd see them talking about the destruction of this country. While the border stays wide open, the illegal aliens are above the law, and they're told to release them, and they give them bank loans without ID cards. That's AP. I mean, it's just, again, the war on terror is a fraud. It's about keeping you, the cattle, in line. That's what all this is for, ladies and gentlemen. So, then they start introducing different bills. Rangel puts in a bill. Other bills are put in. The Pentagon starts saying we need it. 4 years ago, they reformed the draft boards, give a massive funding, more than triple their funding. Draft board heads start saying, yeah, we're told the draft's coming again. I mean, oh, no, 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 no. Then I talk to people in the military high up. They say, yeah, we're told it's coming after the next terror attack, which, of course, conveniently will happen whenever they're ready. And then Bush is giving a speech. He goes, there is going to be a draft. You can be assured of that. And he goes, I meant no draft, no draft. You know, he messed up. But the funny thing is, when you can tell they're really going to do something, every time we cover this, they then come out and say, you're insane. No one has said that. There's not even bills introduced. It doesn't exist. Just like the amnesty bill, we found out it was the biggest amnesty ever, and 5 years of no taxes and aggravated violent felons were going to be legalized. And we got the bill, which they tried to keep secret. Now Congress tries to keep bills secret, but says, we promise it's not an amnesty. So you know they're planning it when they then lie about it. If they just said, yeah, those are dumb bills, they're not going to pass, this session, then it'd be one thing. But when they start saying it doesn't exist, which they've been doing, you've all heard them, then you know that is major alarms go off. That's a bad sign. Well, here's Associated Press. Okay, now, this is how the propaganda works. They'll say they're going to do it, or say it's a good idea, or say, well, maybe we should have it, or, well, we need something like a draft where you got to serve, but we won't call it a draft. I got Fox and CNN pundits saying that. They're selling you on it, but then not wanting to form opposition. So they go, yeah, we need it, but no, it doesn't exist. This is AP. Bush war advisor says draft worth a look. Frequent tours of U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan have stressed the all-volunteer force. I thought they said it wasn't. I thought four or five tours was good for troops. And made it worth considering a return to a military draft. President Bush's new war advisor said Friday, I think it makes sense to certainly consider it. Army Lieutenant General Douglas Lute wants to loot America, let me tell you, said in an interview, loot our young people's blood for their fraud. Military didn't work for us anymore, folks. The average person that joins, it's a good person. I know they mean well, but Thomas Barnett, the head of the Naval War College, said on C-SPAN, and I've talked to him, so said, we work for the global banks. We work for the New World Order. I mean, just not your government, not your Congress, not your media, okay? Well, I mean, let's get that straight. It's been hijacked. You know, like if hijackers hijack a plane, it doesn't belong to American Airlines anymore, or Lufthansa, or LL. Well, if your government gets hijacked, let's use a childlike analogy for the public school educated folks like myself out there. Emperor Palpatine isn't legitimate in Revenge of the Sith. He's bad. He's not the government. Okay? Hitler got elected, but then hijacked dictatorial power afterwards. See, he wasn't legitimate. Government isn't God. You're not patriotic by worshiping the government. You're patriotic by knowing what your Bill of Rights and Constitution is and defending it. Bush war advisor says, draft worth a look. I think it makes sense to certainly consider it, Army Lieutenant General Douglas Lute said in an interview with National Public Radio's All Things Considered. And I can tell you that this has always been an option on the table. I thought it was never on the table. That Bush has said off the table. Well, you better believe it's the opposite. But ultimately, this is a policy matter between meeting the demands of the nation's security and one that means another. Lute added in his first interview since he was confirmed in the Senate in June, President Nixon abolished the draft in 73. Okay, they've set up the draft boards. They're getting ready for it. And just as soon as somebody flips the switch and the globalist dirty bomb or set off a nuke or pull off another one of their ops, just Google Operation Northwoods, Gulf of Tonkin now admitted to be staged, the NATO option, our special forces all over Europe carrying out bomb attacks, blaming it on their political enemies, that's now declassified. I mean, I'm not just going to sit here and put up with it anymore. They admit Kermit Roosevelt staged terror attacks to blame it on Iran in 53. overthrew that government doing that. I mean, I'm not going to sit here while they pull this dirty CIA overthrow business in my country so your big fat banker owners can loot the daylights out of us. Well, we do what we do because we read Machiavelli when we graduated from the secret special ops, and it's the end justifies the means, and we got to, you know, 3,000 die or America loses its edge and global supremacy, and then the other evil takes over. We're just going to go ahead and plant the explosives in the buildings and do what's needed. See, it's that idea, and then you go, and now what's in the news? Talk to Luke Radowski about this when we come back, and then I'll try to get to some of your calls here. I'm sure you've heard they had a senator, a former senator, a top neocon, Republican Party head in a major state, now two states, internal Republican memos, now confirmed, when we were reporting on it 2 years ago, now confirmed. And they say they want another 9/11, and it will be good for America. In fact, let's play that first Fox News clip where they're defending, the Philadelphia news writer who put this out. But all he's doing is putting out the Republican memo of 2 years ago that they need an attack. Funny, man, Al-Qaeda does what they need. Every time they need Al-Qaeda to give a speech or something, every time they put out new terror alerts, new Al-Qaeda videos come out right on time, too. I mean, this is just magical. And then Wired Magazine's computer experts looked at the latest videos being released. It turned out the Al-Qaeda watermarks are being put on the same time as the Intel Center, which is run by a former CIA high-level operative. That's just, it's no big, I mean, government loves you. It's very legitimate. Federal Reserve is very legitimate. Everything's just wonderful. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, JonesReport.com are the websites. If we expose state-sponsored terror, we can stop it. Government-sponsored terror. Inside job terror. If we expose who's running the implosion of the economy, we can stop them. And if we expose who's trying to start another war, we can stop it. This is Life and Death, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-229-7758.
Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money.
Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Sound of cars and buses driving along as I'm in Midtown Manhattan. We're approaching the 6th anniversary right now of the tragic attacks of September 11th, 2001. Things have been very, very eventful. I'm about to premiere my film Endgame here in New York at a huge theater before about 2,000 people. Come up in about an hour. And I'm not outside a little bistro restaurant taking a break before we go over there and I give a speech and show the film. It's already jam-packed with thousands of people there supporting first responders, the firemen, the police, their families. In fact, all proceeds from the showing of Endgame are going to that. Again, this is a live report via cell phone from Midtown Manhattan, New York City, here on the syndicated Sunday broadcast. And obviously, a lot of you have heard it was on national Fox television news last night and got it on some of the news wires. But I was arrested last night here in New York City. We're having demonstrations, street actions in the info war every day. We already had one today. Last night, we went down to Times Square to the Armed Services Recruiting Office. It's not our military anymore. It's controlled by the New World Order, who they're exposing. It's the military-industrial complex, the very people that are trying to start war with Iran, the very people getting rid of our borders, setting up the North American Union. We support the troops, just like we support the police and firemen. We do not support how they're being used, like toilet paper, by the New World Order. And they would not issue us permits, so that was unpermitted, but the police backed off, didn't do anything. Then we knew that Fox News headquarters, Fox Propaganda headquarters, was down the street, and that Aurora Rivera was going live, so we spontaneously marched down there and took over 25 minutes of a live broadcast. Then someone in the crowd brought me a bullhorn, and I completely took over the broadcast, and the police came and grabbed me, put handcuffs on so tight. I mean, I've chopped a finger off. I've had a broken leg. I've been in car wrecks. It hurt nothing like these handcuffs squeezed on me so tight. My wrists are, you know, bloody and purple. And they grabbed them and shook them with pleasure to torture me. This is all on national television, too. This went on Fox. They zoomed in on their cameras. They have them on the top of the building. They put me in the car. They assaulted a Discovery Channel cameraman. Discovery Channel was very upset. Just came out of the crowd and assaulted him. They punched my cameraman. And basically, it was a police riot as they assaulted us with pleasure and enjoyment as they attacked the First Amendment savagely and viciously. Again, Fox is doing a broadcast outside. We were not on their property. But when you got 400 people chanting 9/11 is an inside job, 9/11 is an inside job, and then you have a bullhorn in the mix. It completely shut them down, so they just assaulted us. And then they took me into the jail cell. They had a lot of clean jail cells, but they decided to put me in a tiny one with an overflowed toilet and laugh as they pushed me into it. It was human feces all over the floor. And I had to stand up on top of the wooden plank that was the bed, not to stand in human excrement. They were laughing at me, telling me that I was going to see a judge on Monday, that I would be there all weekend, until several hundred of the 400 demonstrators walked, marched, like out of the movie Malcolm X, two by two, and began chanting, "Let Alex Jones go, let Alex Jones go, free Alex Jones." And they called in one of the deputy police chiefs, and he said, "Fine, we're going to let you go." And they basically had to admit that it was official oppression, it was a false arrest. This is not Russia. This is not China. This is not Nazi Germany. You're not allowed to behave like they're not allowed to do that. It would have been one thing if the police would have asked us to stop, and we wouldn't have. It would have been one thing if they had said, "Don't use a bullhorn." They didn't. They just assaulted people. And it's a very, very serious issue. So we're here. But it's amazing to be in New York City, and it's amazing to see the huge response we're having, thousands of people total, at the different demonstrations we're having. And again, I want to make it clear, and we're on record. You can hear these archive shows. My shows are archived on the Internet all over the place, going back 10 years. But almost every show, you can find every show going back about 6 or 7 to right before 9/11. That's when the Internet had gotten up to a level where folks were archiving them all. And you can hear me day one saying, "Don't send money. Don't send a bunch of water. They've got that. Send breathing apparatus. Go to Home Depot. Go to Lowe's." And I gave them the names of local churches. And I said, I interviewed doctors, and I said, "Those buildings are built out of asbestos. I read news articles about it. They're built out of all this concrete. It's very toxic when you breathe it. I said, "It is time for everybody right now to mail breathing devices, breathing protection to the firemen and police." And the government said, "It's safe, it's good." They opened the schools up 3 days later. It was the most toxic dust cloud ever. Hundreds have died. Thousands are dying. It's now admitted the EPA knew it was deadly poison, issued a false report under orders from the White House. Cold-bloodedly, ladies and gentlemen, there were dozens of schools within a mile right here in Manhattan, right here on the peninsula, where the children breathed all of this. But it's very, very, very serious. And again, I want to make the point. We were called conspiracy theorists again whenever we said that. Now it's admitted we were right again. Unfortunately, because I wish it wasn't true, we're right about all of this. So I was arrested by the grace of God. I got out only after about 2.5 hours. And my hands are a little numb, a little sore. People shake my hand. It's painful. But another battle scar against the New World Order in defense of the United States of America and our precious republic that I swear allegiance to each and every day, 110%. And I'm tired of all these phony conservatives and phony liberals who claim that they're defending this republic. I'm tired of them claiming that they care about this country. I'm tired of lying all day and taking on the mantle of true Americana and claiming they're it. You're not. If you don't support the Bill of Rights and Constitution, 110%, and if you don't support our sovereignty and our Bill of Rights and our border, and if you don't support what it is to be a free country, you're an enemy of the republic. And I'm sick and tired of you and the people of America declare war on you right now. So we took over, and we took over Fox Television. We've got a lot more coming up in the next few days. This is the real defense of the republic, America, and you better wake up and find out there's a real war on. The people that carried out 9/11, the same ones destroying our border, the same ones destroying our dollar value, the same ones destroying our stock market, they're the same ones that want to bring this country down and bring us into a one-world government. You can go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now and read the accounts and watch the video from YouTube from different angles, people on the ground and from Fox News, what happened. It is historical. And I ask you all to check the information out. Again, we've got a rebroadcast of some of the best interviews and some of the best talks and rants I've done in the last few months on here. I wish we could have had Trey Kincaid with us here, but somebody's got to be there to hold down the fort. He's doing a great job. But again, I was arrested. I did have my rights violated. And I wasn't going to be in jail in that TB-infested cesspit with human feces all over the floor for several days. But that was reversed because the people came out and literally surrounded the precinct. What is it, the 1013? They literally surrounded the precinct and chanted and chanted and chanted for hours. And they were going to keep me in there. I wasn't going to see a judge till Monday. And they released me and just said, "Good riddance, get out of here." and all I got away with was some bruises. And I feel blessed only to have had that happen. And frankly, I couldn't sue the police. I couldn't go after them for official oppression, false arrest. But I don't have time to do that. The country is in too much trouble. I don't want to punish some dumb cops. Okay? I want them to join us in the fight for the Republic. I want them to realize what the Bill of Rights and Constitution really is. And I want them to realize there's a psychopathic elite carrying out eugenics against us all with poisons and toxins and cancer viruses and the vaccines. I want people to find out about the autoimmune responses they're engineering. I want people to find out about the end game. You can watch the trailer for Endgame that just came out a few days ago. It's already got over 100,000 views on the web at prisonplanet.com. So, again, I have been arrested. I have been released by God's good graces and the great actions of the people here in New York City. And I just want to commend everyone who has come out to New York. I want to commend everyone who has taken action. And I want to thank all the listeners of this transmission on AM and FM stations across the country. I want to thank everyone who is getting the word out about the internet links, how people can listen on the web. I want to thank everybody on the PrisonPlanet.com message board, all the folks on the KLBJ590.com website. I want to thank everybody out there every day is standing up for liberty, standing up for human decency, and standing up for the truth. And I just want to encourage you to defend this republic in its darkest hour. So many Americans are mesmerized by the glitz and the television and the alcohol and the partying and all the rest of it and the football, and they're not focused in on the real issues that are facing this country right now, how we're being brought into a one-world government, a one-world taxation grid. But real Americans are here in New York City fighting for the republic on the front lines as that sovereignty is being destroyed. And we're having victory after victory and holding the New World Order back, and that's what's exciting. So, again, read the account of my arrest and my release. It's absolutely amazing, and we appreciate all of you out there that are taking action. God bless you all. We'll now return you to the retransmission.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr.